listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. A man arrested over a fatal crash in Bouldercombe back in February has had his charges upgraded to manslaughter. The crash claimed the life of a 70-year-old Mount Morgan woman and left the 73-year-old driver hospitalised for almost 3 weeks. The 36-year-old arrested over the crash is facing multiple charges, including failure to remain at the scene, driving without a licence, unregistered, uninsured and driving with false registration plates. He's been remanded in custody and will next appear in court on May 1st. The National Heavy Vehicle Regulator is now calling the shots right across Oz, with Queensland the final jurisdiction to fall in line over the weekend. NHVR Chief Operations Officer Paul Slavati says it means a streamlined approach for the industry.
They'll now have a single point of interaction around heavy vehicle safety across the eastern seaboard and down into South Australia and Tasmania.
100 staff are moving across from Transport and Main Roads, while an additional 60 staff are being added to assist Queensland operations with a new head office in Townsville. It was a busy end to the weekend for our emergency services, with three taken to hospital. The RACQ CAP rescue chopper was called to a rural property north of Rocky yesterday after a woman fell from a quad bike while herding cattle. Later that morning, two women were injured after their car flipped on its side in a two-vehicle smash in Park Avenue. And 41 residents in Calliope are without power this morning due to an unplanned outage. Fault finding is currently in progress, with the cause of the outage unknown at this stage. Taking a look at local sport, a thrilling match for our CQ side in the QRL over the weekend. The Cappers took on the Brisbane Tigers, who hadn't clashed since last season's preliminary final, which saw the Tigers victorious. However, yesterday's match was a nail-biter, which ended in a 12-all draw, with the Cappers sitting in 8th place on the ladder.